From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Last November, Washington, along with Maine and Maryland, became the first states to legalize same-sex marriage at the polls. Since then, gay marriage has been approved in France, New Zealand, and Uruguay. We're going to find out this afternoon what's on the horizon. Peter Nicholas wrote the book on same-sex marriage recognition in the United States. It's called The Geography of Love. Peter is a professor of law and adjunct professor of gender, women, and sexuality studies at the University of Washington School of Law. Peter Nicholas, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I got tons of questions. People listening might also. This is a rapidly moving area of social change. We're at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Outside our own area, it's 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Peter, what do public opinion polls tell us about the acceptance of same-sex marriage today in 2013?
Well, it's certainly increasing over the last few years much rapidly. We're starting to see it go over 50%, and we're starting to see that permeate into public policy with more and more states enacting marriage either by legislative act, by public vote, or something similar to marriage like civil unions or domestic partnerships.
And you mentioned civil unions. It happens in increments. In Colorado, at midnight, they started performing civil union ceremonies for same-sex couples. What are the civil unions in Colorado that have just begun to happen?
Sure. So Colorado's come a long way. It's 20 years ago that Colorado gained national notoriety for enacting Amendment 2, which banned any sort of law prohibiting discrimination. And what Colorado has adopted effective last night is exactly what we had in Washington prior to the changeover to marriage. It's all the rights associated with marriage, but without the name.
Is that kind of the path that most states or even nations take? They start with civil unions and then later on go to directly to same-sex marriage?
That's been the pattern. Some states have gone with sort of mini domestic partnerships and expanded their way to full-fledged domestic partnerships like Washington did. But the more recent pattern has been to just start right ahead with some sort of full-fledged civil union or domestic partnership, experiment with it for a few years, and then convert over to marriage like we're starting to see in Rhode Island this week.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about what's coming up on the horizon. What are some of the other states currently taking up the issue? Are, as you mentioned, Rhode Island. What's going on there?
Sure. So Rhode Island is certain to enact same-sex marriage by the end of this week. It's already passed the Senate, and it's going to be voted on tomorrow by the House, where it's expected to pass. The governor's promised to sign it, and the way Rhode Island law works, it'll probably go into effect fairly soon after the governor's signature. That's the state that's most certain. We've also got legislative activity in Delaware and Illinois, where in each state it's passed one house, but it still faces an uncertain future in the other house, although both states have supportive governors. And then we've had scattered activity in states like Hawaii, Minnesota, and New Jersey, where I don't expect any serious activity this year. There was talk in all three of those states about going forward with marriage.
Well, there's approving same-sex marriage, and then there's also repealing the things that prevent same-sex marriage from taking place. And I understand that might be happening in Nevada and Oregon.
That's right. So in Oregon, there's a citizen drive that's been initiated to try to repeal its ban on same-sex marriage. And the goal is to try to get that on the 2014 ballot. And so that's going to be a public vote. Nevada's begun what's a very slow process of starting to repeal their constitutional amendment. Their Senate voted to do so, and it still needs to be voted on by the House, and then they need to do it again in 2015, and then it needs to go to voters in 2016. So it's a bit of a slow process there.
Peter Nicholas is with us to talk about same-sex marriage and this rapidly changing issue around the country and around the world. He's the author of the book called The Geography of Love. Now, Washington has become one of nine states that's legalized gay marriage. The others, Massachusetts, which was the first back in 2004, Connecticut, Iowa, Vermont, New Hampshire, New York, Maryland, and Maine, and also the District of Columbia legalized same-sex marriage on March 3rd, 2010. What are the common patterns? You look at them on the map, a lot in the Northeast. We're out here in the far Northwest. Are there any common patterns among the states that have done this, either demographically or politically or in any other way?
So you're right. Geographically, we're primarily on the coasts with some scattered states in between. And the truth is that the map isn't going to change a lot even after this flurry of legislative activity that we're seeing this year. Most of the states where are basically upgrading. They're either going from full-fledged civil unions or domestic partnerships to marriage or some sort of domestic partnership light to full-fledged domestic partnerships or civil unions. The only places where you're seeing new development on the map potentially are Florida and Wyoming. And those are two surprising states. Wyoming came surprisingly close to enacting a statewide domestic partnership registry earlier this year. It had strong bipartisan support at the committee level, but it died when it got to the full legislature. And in Florida, they've advanced a mini domestic partnership law that's made it out of a committee, but they don't expect it to go further this year. But those are positive steps because one of the things we have right now is just most of the country has no protection.
Right. And in fact, 38 states, as I understand it, have banned gay marriage either through laws or constitutional amendments or both. Are there any commonalities between those states? I'm guessing a lot of them are in the South. When you look at where these states are, what connects them besides the fact that they've taken a really strong stand against same-sex marriage?
Well, some of it is geographic, but some of it also is when they ended up voting on the issue. Because one of the things we've seen is that the earlier time-wise that anyone's voted on any of these constitutional amendments, the more likely they were to pass. And in most states where the vote has occurred in recent years, even in what we might deem conservative states, the vote's been a lot closer. And so in some places, it's simply the accident of time. But in some places, you combine it with geography, and it probably would be the same anyway today, but much closer.
Now, the big aha moment, of course, here in Washington and in other states was passing it at the polls, which, as I understand, was the first time this had ever been done in the United States or anywhere in the world.
So, yes, I mean, and we're one of the few countries that votes on these sorts of things at the ballot box. But, yes, that marked the first time, and we shared that with Maine and Maryland. All three of those states voted affirmatively at the polls to extend marriage rights to same-sex couples. And at the same time, we saw a defeat of a constitutional amendment in Minnesota. So that was sort of somewhat of a sea change, but also in states that at least have a history of being somewhat or moderately gay-friendly.
Now, has that changed the way that strategists who are working to legalize gay marriage think about it? I mean, I can recall not that long ago, 10 years ago or so, here in this state, the idea of putting it out to a vote was just, this will never, ever work. And now we've got three states that put it out to a vote and it passed. Do you think that this will be the strategy going forward more often?
I think Oregon is starting to look at that as an option. There's been a lot of talk about doing that in California. They're sort of waiting to see what the outcome of the case before the Supreme Court is. But one of the advantages of it is it sort of ends the debate within the state in a lot of ways. Once you've had either a public vote or a legislature enacted as opposed to a court decision, it tends to have more public acceptance because it feels more democratic to people who are concerned about courts deciding this issue.
Let's take it to the national level. You alluded to these big cases before the U.S. Supreme Court. If you just tuned in, it's been almost 6 months to the day since Washington voters approved same-sex marriage at the polls. And we're talking about how this is happening in the rest of the nation and other parts of the world with Peter Nicholas, author of The Geography of Love. He's also professor of law and adjunct professor of gender, women, and sexuality studies at the University of Washington School of Law. Maybe you've got a question for him that I haven't asked yet. 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation at kuow.org. So kind of hanging out there are these two Supreme Court cases that have been heard before the court. And one regards the Defense of Marriage Act, the federal law, which says that marriage is between one man and one woman. And the other has to do, as I understand it, with benefits that accrue to people who are married. Explain a little bit more about these two cases.
Okay, so one case involves the Defense of Marriage Act, and that is a a law that defines for federal purposes marriage to be only between a man and a woman. So that means even if you're lawfully married as a same-sex couple here in Washington, you're not entitled to Social Security benefits. You're not entitled to file taxes jointly. If your spouse is a non-citizen, they don't get any of the special consideration from an immigration standpoint that an opposite-sex couple would get. And the case before the U.S. Supreme Court is asking whether or not the Defense of Marriage Act is constitutional or not. And depending on how the court rules, if they were to strike down the Defense of Marriage Act, suddenly same-sex couples in Washington would be able to take advantage of a whole host of federal benefits for which they're denied. That's the one case.
Now, a bit more on this case. Is it kind of a thumbs up or thumbs down? Could they do a narrow decision that would leave part of it in place, or is it going to be definitive no matter what they do?
They have so many options, including not even reaching the issue at all. But yes, it's possible that they might decide to narrow apply it to the very issue before it, which involves a question of the estate tax. Hard to say what they'll do exactly because reading the tea leaves is very difficult.
Dangerous business.
Yes, exactly.
And what's the other case the Supreme Court will rule on?
So the other case that the court is looking at is a challenge to the constitutionality of California's Prop 8, which repealed marriage rights in California at the ballot box. And the Ninth Circuit had ruled that Prop 8 was unconstitutional, but the decision has been on hold. And depending on the outcome of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in that case, marriage could begin in California as early as this summer. And one of the questions is how narrow or broad a decision is going to exist in that case, because there are potential ways of the Supreme Court deciding it that would cast doubt on the bans on same-sex marriage in states like Nevada and Oregon, for example.
And what's the best bet on when we might see these decisions come out from the Supreme Court?
Late June, maybe early July, somewhere in that neighborhood.
You know, one common argument of opponents of same-sex marriage is that it undermines marriage between a man and a woman. How do lawyers who oppose same-sex marriage turn that into a legal argument, or do they?
So what they try to do is argue what the state's interests are. And one of the things that is common ground is that marriage is a good thing. Marriage is a good thing for society. Marriage is a good thing for children. And one of the reasons that they've had difficulties with their legal arguments is it's a very convoluted argument, which actually casts a lot of doubt on the stability and maturity of opposite-sex couples, because what it essentially says is that when opposite-sex couples see same-sex couples getting married, they get very confused about the links to marriage and procreation, and they get so confused that they just decide not to get married. And that is a very sketchy description of, I think, how most opposite-sex couples think.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough argument to make. Has it gotten any traction in the courts?
It has gotten traction in a couple of the lower courts and some of the state courts. But even courts applying what's known as the lowest level of scrutiny, rational basis review, have been very skeptical of this argument.
Let's take it international. Now, the U.S. At the national level still has a prohibition on same-sex marriage. States have been passing it. Are we seeing that approach in other countries where smaller, like states or the equivalent in other countries, have passed their own same-sex marriage laws while the broader country has kept it illegal?
So we're one of the few countries which is in one of these federated systems where you have the states which have that sort of separate autonomy. So we've seen it in a couple of places, like Mexico being one example of that, where you've had some individual states do that. But in most other countries, it's sort of a top-down thing, and that's why you suddenly see these decisions in New Zealand or France where the national legislature enacts same-sex marriage and it becomes the case nationwide. Of course, in our country, marriage is historically a state decision, and that's been a good thing for same-sex couples because thus far the federal government has not been terribly hospitable to the idea of recognizing same-sex relationships.
Tell us more about this. France, New Zealand, and Uruguay recently have approved same-sex marriage.
That's correct, yes. And so it's a slow-moving trend. I think that collectively, that brings us up to about 14 countries now nationwide, mm-hmm. where you have same-sex marriage legalized at the national level. You know, there's other countries. England is still looking at the issue. You know, one thing that's interesting is a lot of those other countries are sort of behind the United States on same-sex parenting rights, that they're willing to recognize relationships but less likely to recognize same-sex couples serving as parents. They're only beginning to start to do that, whereas in this country, there's more support for that.
We've got a couple more minutes with Peter Nicholas, author of The Geography of Love. If you've got a question, 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. How about the other side? There are many countries that have passed national prohibitions on same-sex marriage the way that the U.S. has in place with DOMA.
You know, it's in part they don't really need to. The reason the federal government did it is because they were reacting to the possibility of having states do it. I would say Australia is probably the closest example of a country where that's occurred, where they've done so at the national level to try to prevent the separate subdivisions of Australia from doing so.
You know, Uruguay kind of jumps out at me on this list. I don't know much about Uruguay, but it's in South America, and I know South America is strongly Catholic, and there's a strong prohibition against same-sex marriage in the Catholic Church. How did they do that in Uruguay? Do you know much about their story?
Well, I mean, I think we've seen several countries within Central and South America move in that direction, despite religious opposition. I mean, of course, France had the same issue, right, where a lot of the protests there were from, you know, an entity that's associated with Catholicism. So, I mean, it's just like in our country. There are religious groups. They have strong persuasive authority to an extent, but Spain's another example of that, where there was a very strong there's a very strong Catholic presence in that country, and yet the civil leaders decided that they were going to keep religion and state separate.
And what do we know today about same-sex marriage? Has it been around for a long time, but it's been in Massachusetts for 9 years. Do we have any data on, for example, are there as many divorces among same-sex couples as among heterosexual couples? Has there been any look at what has actually happened to these folks who've gotten married?
Sure. So you know, as you said, the data has still got a very short period of time. But you know, one thing we've seen is that, you know, some of the catastrophic concerns haven't come to pass. You know, heterosexuals are still getting married, and a lot of these couples are quite stable. Now, of course, there are divorces, just like there would be for opposite-sex couples, but the limited data I've seen has actually shown it as being, you know, either on par with or at a lower rate than opposite-sex couples.
Hmm. And finally, will people's marriage in Washington State be recognized if they move to another state that has same-sex marriage? Is it recognized in Massachusetts and other states?
It would be recognized in a state like Massachusetts. It becomes a little bit fuzzier when you get to states that only recognize civil unions or domestic partnerships. Some of them say if it's a marriage, we'll recognize it as a domestic partnership. Some say they won't recognize it at all. So yeah, it's another one of those state-by-state determinators.
Hey, Peter Nicholas, thank you so much for stopping by. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Peter Nicholas's book is The Geography of Love. He's a professor of law at the University of Washington School of Law. David Hyde produces The Conversation with Arwin Nix. We get production help from Hannah Byrne and Andy Hurst and Amber Cortez. Bernard Ouellette is our engineer. I'm Ross Reynolds.